In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today.
Mark writes to the community in Rome. The community in Rome. Peter has died. He was crucified upside down. And now Mark writes to the community in Rome. I love this statement that he makes about the baptism, and Jesus was immediately driven into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered him. He was with the wild beasts. Why do they say that? Because in Rome, at the Circus Maximus, the people are going to be with the wild beasts, and Mark is trying to tell the people, you know what, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. After you're dead, it's going to be all right. Jesus was with the wild beasts, and you're going to be with the wild beasts, and you know what? It's going to be all right. And then we see Jesus calling people. Oh, yes, calling Simon and Andrew, both fishermen, and he called them to be fishers of men. And then Jimmy and Johnny, the sons of Zebedee, to be fishers of men. You know what really gets me? Every time Jesus goes into the synagogue, he finds people that are possessed, and he takes authority over the possession, and he casts the devils out. They were in the synagogue. They were not in the bar rooms. That's amazing. That's amazing that the demons were in the synagogue with the people. And, you know, they said to Jesus, "Let us alone. We know who you are." And Jesus just told them to shut up because he doesn't need PR work from the devil, that's for sure. And then we saw Simon's mother-in-law was healed. Jesus took her by the hand, and she started to minister unto them. She started to serve the food and do the things that she needed to do. And then after that, we see Jesus goes and hides to a place to be in solitary with the Father. And the disciples said, "Come on, everybody's looking for you. Let's build a tent." They didn't say, "Let's build a tent," but they said, "Come on." But Jesus said, "I must go on to other places, other places." Then Jesus cleanses a leper. We see that the leper said, "If you can, please heal me." Jesus said, "If I can, I will be healed." And then Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priests. And don't tell anybody." Well, he told everybody. He told everybody. Now we're looking at the free clinic of Jesus, you know. The free clinic of Jesus. This is what it was. Free clinic. People would come to Jesus, and he would heal them. He would deliver them. He had authority. Something that the priests and the bishops and the ministers sometimes forget, that God has given them authority. But you see, you only have authority to use it. If you don't use the authority the Lord's given you, you know what happens? You lose it. Jesus said, "All power and all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me," and he gives it back to the church when he leaves by sending the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at the second chapter of Mark, and again he entered into Capernaum. After some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Whose house is he in? He's in Peter's house. "And straightway many were gathered together, insofar that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as to open the door. I tell you," and what did Jesus do? He preached the word of God to these people. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. "And they came unto Jesus, bringing a man who had palsy, and four of his friends came nigh." And you know what they did? They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick man was. And I tell you, If you have a friend, they have to lead you to Jesus. Your friends, if they don't lead you more in Jesus, dump them. You dump them. You don't need friends that don't lead you to Jesus more. You need friends that are going to be the people that are going to have you get more and more of God and more of the Spirit. So they took the man with palsy and they let him down through the roof. When Jesus saw their faith, that's interesting, not the faith of the man, but the faith of the four people, he said unto the sick with palsy, Son, your sins are forgiven thee, my Lord. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, How does this man speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, Why reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the sick man with palsy, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick man with palsy, I say unto you, arise, and take up your bed, and go your way into your house. And immediately he arose, and took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it like this, done like this, and in this fashion. Why? Because there's authority. I have a man that called me from one of the states in the United States, and his daughter's name is Maya, and Maya has taken seizures, and we're going to pray right now as we heard the word of God that Jesus healed the sick. We're going to pray for Maya. I want you to agree with me. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in the name of Jesus, Maya, no more seizures. Be healed by the power of the blood of Jesus. No more seizures, Maya. In the name of Jesus, I call those things to be that are not as if they are, and they are. Oh, whatever needs to be done within the electrical current of her head. Oh, Jesus, you do it. Be healed, Maya, in the name of Jesus. And everything the enemy wrote against this beautiful child has been conquered and conquered by the cross. Maya, be healed in the name of Jesus. I remember many years ago when we prayed for Christine, and it was the day before All Saints Day. And we prayed that she would stop taking seizures. She was taking 15, 20 seizures a day. After we prayed, she took one more seizure and never took another one. She's just fine today. I tell you, God is a healer. Jesus is a healer. He healed Simon's mother-in-law. He healed the people that are in the synagogue who had demons. He healed the man who had palsy, because the man had four friends who brought them to Jesus. Who do you bring to Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed of Jesus? If you're ashamed of Jesus, he'll be ashamed of you. It is our privilege to bring people to know and to love and to serve Jesus Christ. It is our privilege. Mark is writing to the Romans. He has to know who his audience is. You know, when I speak to young people, you know what I usually do? The first time I see them, I say, we're going to do miracles. Jesus is going to do miracles tonight. So once the miracles start happening, then I can preach the gospel. I can preach the gospel when the miracles start happening. I'll never forget, this happened in Haverhill, and I preached miracles and the kids were healed. It was wonderful. Then I was able to tell them about the cross. I was able to tell them about Jesus. I was able to tell them that God wanted their lives. But when I have young people, the first thing I want to do is to do miracles. So they say, you know what? This man does miracles. I'm not the miracle worker, that's for sure. It's Jesus who does them. But you know what? Once I have their attention, then I can preach to them. Then I can preach to them. You know, how many people have seen miracles? I said, there's someone here on the football team that got hurt. I didn't know. I got a download by the Holy Ghost. And I said, who are you? And he came. And we prayed with him. He was the first one that we prayed with his leg. And he was healed. This happened about 10, 12 years ago. I'm telling you, Jesus wants us to know who is our audience. You are the audience today. Now we're looking at Jesus calling Levi. And he went forth again by the seaside. Jesus loves the sea. And all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. Why does Jesus continue to teach? He teaches because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as he passed by, he saw Levi and Alphaeus sitting at the receipt custom, and said unto Levi, follow me. And he arose and followed Jesus. Now, this is going to cause the holy people to have a lot of trouble. Jesus is going to be eating with sinners. Hallelujah. You know, he came to seek and save the lost. Are you lost today? Well, Jesus came to seek and save you. That's real. Just call on his name. Jesus eats with sinners. And it came to pass that as Jesus was at dinner in the house, many publicans and sinners also were together with Jesus. And the disciples were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with publicans and sinners? It's kind of interesting. They don't say too much about people going to the synagogue filled with demons. But here, Jesus is not casting out demons. He's preaching the word of God so that they would come to believe. It's all so simple. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How is it that he eats and drinks with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Are you sick today? You need to go to Jesus Christ today, and you need to say, I want to be part of your free clinic. Come and heal me where I am sick. In the name of Jesus, Father, come and heal me where I am sick. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, there is no one righteous, not one. So Jesus wants to call sinners to repentance. And, you know, the sinner makes the best disciple, because they had been dibbling or dabbling in things that they shouldn't have been dabbling in. And Jesus Christ changes them by his grace, and they become beautiful disciples. I know people that used to be on drugs, and now God uses them in such an awesome way. Why? Because they have experienced the touch of God. And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast, and they came unto Jesus and said, why did the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples fast not? You see, they're always trying to trick Jesus up, or trip Jesus up. That's what they're trying to do. But I'm telling you, Jesus has got a lot of wisdom. He says to them, can the children of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. That's Jesus. And then they shall fast in those days. No man sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Why? Else the new piece that filled it up will be taken away from the old, and the whole is worse. No man puts new wine into old wineskins, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and the wine will be spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine should be put in new bottles. So Jesus is telling people, you know, what's this new wine? It's the new wine of the Spirit. The new wine of the Spirit cannot fit in the old wineskins of the law. Oh, the law is good, But we are not only to obey the law, we are to obey Jesus first. We are to give our life to Jesus first. Christianity is not about keeping the law. Christianity is about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ tells these people that you need to listen to me. I have come to seek and save that which is lost. And I have disciples that will fast when I'm taken away. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day. Here we go again. And his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do your disciples eat on the Sabbath day, which is not lawful? See, they're always trying to trip Jesus up. And he said unto them, Have you never read what David did when he had need, he was hungry, and he and all those with him? Now he went into the house of God the days of Abiathar the high priest, and he did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. I'm sure that's going to drive them crazy. You see, because they were legalists. You are talking to publicans and sinners. Don't you know you're supposed to be talking to the righteous? As I said to you, you know, he found the demons in the synagogue. How many demons do we have in our churches? You know, we need people that have power to cast out demons. We need people, the power to cast out demons, because you know what? I get called all the time, and I just can't do it now because I don't have the strength. But there's got to be people that are raised up. And you know, one lady called me, and I asked her, were you ritually hurt? Like, did it happen when you were young? Yes. I said, was it something that was sexual? She said, yes. This lady needs deliverance, and she needs deliverance. And we need someone that's going to help her. I don't know her name. I don't know where she lives. But, Lord, you've got to send her to somebody that's going to help her. Because she was sinned against. And you know what? That sin against her has remained for years and years and years. And it's very sad. So what do you think we should be talking about? Jesus Christ and his ministry. Jesus Christ in Capernaum. As he preached the word. And as he preached the word, they sent a man with palsy. And four men let him down, and Jesus forgave his sins first, and then he said, get up and walk. I'm telling you, God is so powerful. Jesus is so powerful. We're not talking about Mickey Mouse. We're talking about the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That power is for you and for me. Chapter 3, and he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there with a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. You see, they're always looking for something to destroy Jesus. It's sad. Rather than have a party because people are getting healed, they're looking to destroy Jesus. And he said unto the man who had the withered hand, Stand up. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath, or to do evil, to save life or to kill life? What they held their peace, they said no words. And when he had looked around about them, he grew angry, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. He said unto the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against Jesus, how they might destroy him. Why? Because he healed the man on the Sabbath. I tell you, it's kind of sad. Rather than have a party, they're condemning Jesus. because he did it on the Sabbath. It's love that heals. It's the love of Jesus that healed that man. Then we see Jesus by the seaside. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed Jesus, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and Idumea, and from beyond the Jordan. They were about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto Jesus. I'm telling you, miracles are part of Jesus' ministry. If you take the miracles out of his ministry, you're not going to have very much. Miracles tell that the kingdom of God had burst in through the presence of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. Remember what we pray in the Our Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. My Lord, we've never seen that yet, that the kingdom of God would come, that the will of God would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've never seen that. We've never seen that. So the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against Jesus, how they might destroy him. When Jesus withdrew himself and his disciples to the sea, and the great multitudes from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, a great multitude, when they heard the great things that he did, came unto them. You know, it's Jesus' free clinic. And he spoke unto the disciples that a small ship should wait for him, because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And the unclean spirits, when they saw Jesus, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And he strictly charged them that they should not make him known. Jesus doesn't need any PR work from the devil. Jesus wants PR work from his children, the children of God. And Jesus went up the mountain and called unto himself those whom he would, those whom he loved, and those whom he desired, and they came unto him. And Jesus went up a mountain and called unto him those whom he desired, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and cast out devils. You see, Jesus gives the authority to the church. But you see, we've not been using the authority. And you know what happens? When you don't use the authority, you lose it. You lose it. You just lose the authority. So I love this statement. Jesus called unto himself those whom he desired. Do you know that he desires you? Do you know that he desires you today? Jesus desires you, and he desires that you would give him your life. Jesus desires you. Jesus desires Maya, that this beautiful child, no more seizures in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood. No more seizures for Maya in the name of Jesus, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. No more seizures for Maya by the blood of the Lamb. We've been preaching the Word of God, and I tell you, it is so wonderful to hear Jesus eating with publicans and sinners, because he came to seek and save that which was lost. Are you lost today? Jesus came to seek and save you. The only thing you need to do is say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender to you. I give you my life. I have nothing. I've messed up my life so much. I have nothing. Can you heal me? Can you deliver me? Can you change me? Jesus says, you know, you're no obstacle to me. I know how to do things because I'm Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And we are having a school of the Holy Spirit, creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power, July 20th to the 26th at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. The speakers will be Father Tom, Maria Vadia, and other people. It's going to be wonderful. From the 20th to the 26th. If you are interested, you call 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. From the 20th to the 26th, you don't have to come all the days, but it would be wonderful to come as much as you can, because things will be happening, because God gave us authority, because God wants to see wonderful things happen. We don't do them. It's through the power of the resurrection. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the School of the Holy Spirit is from July 20th to the 26th, 2014. 617-846-1210. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Maya, Maya, no more seizures by the blood that you shed on the cross. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.